The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So good morning. We'll start with a guided meditation, and so feel free to listen and follow the instructions if you want, or you know, continue with your own practice as you wish. First, it can be very helpful just to find a comfortable position. In a way that will allow you to keep some kind of stillness for the next 20 or 30 minutes. So if it's uncomfortable right away, that's a good sign to make some adjustment. It's like we can say one aspect of the posture is finding a comfort, a sense of ease. And then the other side of that is sitting in a way that embodies alertness, embodies dignity and presence. And you know, usually the Buddha isn't kind of slouching down, and you know, it's kind of this so just taking some time to find some inner sense of balance in the posture is very, very helpful. And then even though the basic instructions in meditation, we say not to move, it doesn't mean you can't move. You know, it's having the intention to cultivate a kind of stillness of the body helps the mind to calm down and helps the mind to be still. So, however, in the meditation, we're always making small adjustments, micro adjustments. One of the great benefits that's said of this kind of meditation is that we really get in touch with our body. We really start to connect with the body, get close to the body. So, you know, it's an embodied practice. So, listening to the body. It's like tuning that sense of balance. And then at the beginning of a sitting, it can be very helpful to take a few deep breaths. And just letting any tension, any physical or mental contractions, just let whatever can be released, simply release. We often contract the body without realizing it. So even though the meditation cultivates a kind of relaxation, sometimes we start to notice all the ways that we're not relaxed. You know, when we get more connected to that. We say that mindfulness meditation is simply cultivating the ability to give attention to the present moment. Learning to hold the mind in the present and hold the present in the mind. And so the instructions for mindfulness meditation usually begin with the body. Maybe it should be called bodyfulness, as well as mindfulness. Sometimes our mind can be thousands of miles away thinking about the past and the future. The body, the simple sensations of the body, are always in the present moment. So in a very simple way, is connecting to the sensations of the body. You may notice the touch points where the hands meet each other, where the hands touch the legs. We're feeling the weight of the body on the chair, on the cushion. Just noticing how the body is right now. For the purposes of meditation, we don't need to change the body in any way. Simply observing, noticing. From within this framework of the body, letting the sensations of the breath simply come into awareness. You notice the breath by the air flowing at the nostrils, or the way the body moves with the breath, the expansion and contraction of the chest, the rise and fall of the belly, We're usually too busy to notice the breath. But it's happening all the time in the background. We don't need to change it, we don't need to improve it. It's simply meeting the breath with awareness. Knowing the in-breath as we breathe in. Knowing the out-breath as we breathe out. This very simple practice takes a lot of trust. A lot of courage to let go of the habits of thinking and just returning again and again. The simplicity of the breath. Whenever we notice that the mind is pulled into thinking, loses the connection to body, we simply come back. It's body and the breath are always available. Very simple shift of connecting. as you stay with the sensations of breathing, noticing how the whole body is affected by each breath. Noticing if there might be a way to gently adjust the breath in a way that makes it more pleasant. One of the principles of meditation is that it's easier to give attention to something that's pleasant. The mind can rest there. And the breath become a pleasant object of attention. So when we practice mindfulness of the body, we can cultivate what's pleasant. But inevitably, at some point, there will be some discomfort, physical pain, some discomfort. So we include discomfort as part of the practice. Awareness itself, mindfulness itself, doesn't like or dislike. doesn't react. It simply meets whatever is arising. So whatever discomfort there may be in the body or in the mind, can we meet that with a kind awareness? As we become familiar with this practice, mindfulness of the body, we can begin to see that even the idea of a body is a concept, is a construct. And our experience is perhaps changing sensations. Sensations happening in space. The body becomes unfindable. And these changing sensations are happening all by themselves. We We can't control them. We don't own them. There's a selfless process. We all participate in. This last few minutes of the meditation, taking a moment just to appreciate this body. The mystery, the awe of having a human body. The Buddha talked about mindfulness of the body as one's best friend. To learn to be with the body in this way can be an incredible resource, an ally. Rather than being a source of stress and suffering, the body becomes a refuge. very simply, a mind at peace with itself is a body at peace with itself.